Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok may finally be sold. Plus, what a former governor is saying about Prop 50. And finally, we have a recap of last night's Emmys. Welcome to the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. It's September 15th, 2025. I'm your host, Daniela DeRobio. It looks like TikTok will finally be sold. The US and China reached a framework deal for the app. So what does this all mean? Our Alex Silverman breaks it down.
Not many stories we talk about here affect this many people. If you don't use TikTok, someone close to you definitely does. 170 million users is fully half of the US population. There's a lot we don't know at this point, but let's start with what we do. Last year, Congress passed and President Biden signed a law that said TikTok would have to shut down if its Chinese owners didn't sell it by a January deadline. And it did shut down for like half a day before lighting up again with a message giving President Trump credit for staving off its execution. The Trump administration declared U.S. companies wouldn't be punished for hosting TikTok on their app stores and servers in the meantime and went on to repeatedly extend the deadline. It looked like that was going to happen again until Monday morning when U.S. and Chinese officials came out of negotiations and said there's a framework in place for a deal. We don't know what exactly is in that framework. President Trump and President Xi are supposed to meet on Friday to finalize it. In the meantime, the top Chinese negotiator is saying some cryptic things, warning Washington against continued suppression of Chinese companies. And also today, China accused American AI chip giant NVIDIA of violating its anti-monopoly laws, something that could complicate the talks over the next week. So back to what you want to know. Who is going to own TikTok and how will it change if this goes through? Nothing official yet, but there's wide speculation it'll be a group led by Larry Ellison. He's the executive chairman of Oracle and a mega billionaire. Last week, he briefly became the world's richest guy. So why do we think he's going to run this? In January, President Trump said he would push for Ellison, who's a Trump supporter, to be the buyer. One key thing we don't know is whether this will be all of TikTok or just the U.S. business. If that were the case, it would be pretty complicated to separate U.S. users from the rest of the world. Another question there is who would own the underlying technology, which leads us back to the whole root of this about protecting U.S. data from our Chinese adversaries. So what kind of data protections get put in place is another open question.
Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was at USC today, where he spoke out against Proposition 50, which is Governor Newsom's redistricting push. Pete Demetrio has that story.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, speaking to an International Democracy Day audience at USC's Price School of Public Policy, said pro-Prop 50 groups arguing the measure is the only way to defeat an effort by President Trump to increase GOP numbers in Congress is in effect harmful to policies that have benefited political representation over the past decade.
Doesn't make any sense to me that because we have to fight Trump to become Trump. I mean, two bad behaviors don't make a right behavior. Two wrongs don't make a right. It doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Schwarzenegger called Prop 50 a backward step for more representative government of the state.
They are trying to fight for democracy by getting rid of the democratic principles of California that started way back with Hiram Johnson. So it is insane to let that happen.
The former governor did not say, however, if he would take a more active role in the Prop 50 fight as the special election draws near. At USC, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
While many people who lost their homes in the Palisades fire have permits from the city of LA, they actually can't start rebuilding. Craig Figner explains why.
5,000 homes were destroyed in the Palisades fire disaster, and for people desperate to rebuild, they're dealing with a maze of city government regulations and insurance companies that in many cases are not willing to pay the money needed for people to rebuild what was lost. We learned in a committee hearing that Los Angeles has received more than 1,400 permits to rebuild in the Palisades. Of that number, just 220 construction projects are currently underway. There are hundreds of permits that are issued and or approved, but the properties they're connected to are just sitting there. Here's why.
Are you seeing places where there's a holdup, or are there recurring challenges or problems that may be contributing to actual delay or the perception of delay?
So of the 500 plus, they're fully issued. Those people can start work today, tomorrow, whenever they want. Some of them are choosing not to because there's a shortage of contractors, various reasons, but they're ready to be issued.
Los Angeles Councilmember Tracy Park believes it will take at least 3 years before the Palisades is substantially back to what it was. And she also says, it's her opinion, 25% of people who lost their homes will leave for good. At LA City Hall, I'm Craig Figner, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Meanwhile, homeowners in Aliso Viejo are dealing with a different kind of headache. Aggressive ding-dong ditching. A woman who lives in the area sent a video to KTLA which shows a teenager in a face covering kicking her door twice before running off. She said it's happened to at least five of her neighbors. We talked about this with retired Baltimore Police Sergeant John Wiley, who said while a teenager may think this is a harmless prank, the homeowner might not.
You mess with the bull, you're going to get the horns, and you just don't know who you're dealing with. And people are scared. So you don't know how they're going to read this interpretation. Are they going to get mad? Are they armed? You just don't know.
This is the part of the podcast I like to call heads up. Here's your first heads up. If you're a customer of SoCal Edison, your bill could be going up soon. On Thursday, the State Public Utilities Commission is set to approve an almost 10% rate hike. Edison spokeswoman Gabriela Ornelas said it's needed in order to maintain the electric grid and keep up with increased demand.
Part of the general rate case, or GRC, is to support wildfire mitigation. That includes making upgrades to the infrastructure, the grid, to make sure it's resilient against these increases in weather conditions that could impact service to our customers.
Edison has also asked the PUC to approve more rate increases in the next year. Okay, here's your second heads up. Beginning tonight, there's going to be more construction on the 405 on the Sepulveda Pass. Caltrans is working on this to smooth out the asphalt. It'll go through Thursday night, so prepare for overnight lane reductions. Our John Baird spoke with Caltrans' Lauren Wallachy on what you should expect.
So basically what it means is you're doing a little bit heavier work on weekends because you can close more lanes.
So the weekend work is primarily paving work, where they're actually repaving sections of lanes. And we're able to do that, or I guess, you know, having these extended weekend lane reductions is a lot more efficient because they can have that big paving equipment out there throughout the weekend. They don't have to move it in and out. And that allows them to actually repave those big sections. Whereas overnight, you know, these are much shorter hours. During the week, you know, the work that they're doing, especially leading up to these weekends, extended weekend lane reductions that we have coming up, is really to prepare for that and to get, you know, all the barriers in place, everything placed, so that once that weekend starts, they can get right into the paving work.
A couple of things to keep in mind. Some lanes will be closed in each direction, and there will be closures from Friday night through Monday. And that's it for the heads up portion of this podcast. Are you still with me? Good. Okay. So, did you see the ocean around the Santa Monica Pier was pink today? Our Karen Adams explains what was going on.
The non-toxic pink dye isn't even noticeable right now, but UCLA researchers and the Bay Foundation deployed instruments into the water and added the dye to begin studying the circulation of the ocean here around the Santa Monica Pier.
Lots of reasons to do this. When we started talking about this with the public, folks were like, hey, could you maybe help improve the water quality? Hey, could you make better habitat for fish and marine life? Hey, could you make the surf better? Could you make the waves better? So we're really open to trying to figure out what the options are to do any of those things.
The Bay Foundation's Tom Ford says they're also looking to see if the pier sustained damage from the El Nino, storms, and rising sea levels. The researchers will be back out here adding the dye again next week and on the 30th. So don't be surprised if the ocean's pink on those days. In Santa Monica, I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
What did you think of the Emmys last night? If you didn't watch it, a lot of history was made. Apple TV's The Studio took home a record-breaking 13 awards in the comedy category, including the award for Outstanding Comedy Series. There were also some historic wins in the acting category. Owen Cooper, the star of Netflix's Adolescence, won Best Supporting Actor in a Limited or Anthology Series. And he's 15 years old. He's the youngest winner in that category's history. Adolescence, by the way, won 8 Emmys, including Outstanding Limited or Anthology Series. Severance star Tramell Tillman also made history as the first Black actor to win an Emmy for Supporting Actor in a Drama category. Another big winner of the night was The Pitt, which nabbed 5 Emmys, including Outstanding Drama Series. Variety's Mark Malkin told LA's Morning News, the shows that won last night could see a good boost in viewership.
Any of these award shows, you know, love them or hate them, they do bring viewers and they do bring an audience because obviously there's all that attention. So it will be interesting. I'm sure the streamers, if they see significant increases, and the networks for that matter, they'll be putting out press releases in the next coming weeks saying, you know, following the wins, this is the uptick. This is how many more viewers we got.
It was also quite a night for Stephen Colbert. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert took home the award for Outstanding Talk Show Series a couple of months after CBS announced the show will end next June. Here's Mark Malkin again on Colbert's big night.
When he first came on stage as a presenter, he asked if anyone was hiring. He's available. As we know, his show was canceled. So it's coming to an end. But then he goes and wins his first Emmy for talk show, which is pretty amazing. But as we know, here in L.A., Jimmy Kimmel, who was his competition, took out a billboard that said, I'm voting for Stephen.
Well, that's all for today's L.A. Local. It's sponsored by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Daniela DeRobio. Tune in tomorrow to hear Shar Shitanishi host the podcast. I'll see you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.